KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And I don't know if that the werewolves come out, but happy spring equinox. It's a Friday night here, March 20th, McGraw-Millhaven. The show is America at Night. And do we have a show for you? In hour number three, of course, open phones. We got text messages. We've got phone calls all coming up to hear from you. That's always in hour number three. Hour number two, we've got one of our go-to guys, General Richard Newton, who is our go-to guy. He's News Nation's senior national security contributor. What is going on in the Persian Gulf? What's going on with the Strait of Hormuz? President Trump talking about sending troops. Then he's talking about winding it down. We're going to get to the man who has his finger on the pulse of all of this, General Richard Newton, who's been with us a couple of other times. Also, in hour number two, Theo Lewis Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. It's time to play the game. He has three movies. Two of them are real. One of them is fake. We have to determine which one's the real one and which one's the fake one. That's our Friday night game night here on America at Night. This first hour, we are going to talk to a woman who has found an extraordinary story. Really hard to believe that all these years we don't know about it. But when you dig a little deeper, it's one of the most amazing stories about World War II. Even today, historians are finding great stories about World War II. We all know about Schindler's List, right? The man, Oskar Schindler, who started saving Jews from the Nazis. And it started off as just an opportunity to keep his factory going, but it came to be some type of altruistic endeavor. Well, believe it or not, Deborah Dwork has written a new book called Saints and Sinners. And in her research, she found in the 1940s that Americans left the safety and the comfort of America during World War II and went to Europe and went to Germany to rescue Jewish people from the Nazis. Not only did they do it for altruistic reasons, but they also did it because they were mercenaries. They got paid. Somebody said, look, go get my daughter, go get my sister, go get my aunt. And they hopped on a plane, a boat, however they got there, and they were able to navigate the system, get in, get the people, and get out. It's an extraordinary story. It's not one, but hundreds of people did this. So we'll talk to her coming up here in just a minute. A couple of news stories that caught my attention. The President of the United States has made a comment on social media that he wasn't interested in a ceasefire in Iran because he's obliterating the other side. However, he did say that he was considering winding down the war with Iran. He said that that's getting very close to meeting all of the objections. His remarks came after U.S. officials said that ramping up the aerial assaults against Iran's drones and naval vessels in effect to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump told reporters at the White House, I don't want to do a ceasefire, you know. You don't do a ceasefire when you're literally obliterating the other side. Now, with that being said, we now know that Iran has allowed some friendly countries, including China, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, and Iraq, to safely secure passage of their ships through the Strait of Hormuz. So those, China, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, and Iraq, are able to get their tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. However, the others have not. Visible traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has slowed from more than 130 vessels a day to maybe three or four. Now, that's interesting. But then on top of that, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that they are going to temporarily, the United States is going to temporarily lift sanctions on Iran oil that is currently at sea so it can be sold. Yeah. They estimated that lifting the sanctions on Iranian oil would add about 140 million barrels of crude to the market, which would then bring down the price of oil. We're bombing Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz, but we're allowing them to sell oil on the open market, even though they won't allow our American tankers or tankers out into the markets. What a strange world it is. We'll come back and talk about that hour number two. Stay right there. More in a moment. America at Night.
This is America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. So please, get screened starting at age 45. Now,
this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener at shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
Thought process that the world didn't know what was going on in Germany during World War II with the extermination of the Jews. But this book points out that it was kind of well known, and a lot of these relief efforts were targeted towards going in and getting these Jewish people from the Nazis long before it was on the front page of the New York Times.
You are so correct. It wasn't on the front pages of the New York Times, but it was in the back pages. And many of those of the people who went to help, who jumped over the Atlantic, had personal or professional ties, which alerted them to the extent extreme danger fellow human beings were in. I also would like to point out that that Jews were the largest group of targets, no question, the largest group of people at risk. But so were social democrats and artists and writers and all manner of literary people. So the groups in America had their eye on helping those who were at risk, who were vulnerable, who were targets, no matter what walk of life.
Now, we're talking about the Nazis and Germany, but you're also saying in this book, Saints and Sinners, that Americans went to other places other than Germany to save these people. Talk about that for a moment.
Yes. They started, one of the earliest efforts was Americans, Unitarians, who went to Prague. The Germans had already eaten up part of Czechoslovakia. And in the parts that they had eaten up, the people who were at risk fled. So the Americans knew of Unitarians in Prague who were at risk, and they went, the Unitarian leadership in Boston sent people they knew to Prague to save those who were vulnerable, who were at risk. So the book opens in 1938, and it goes, it's organized by looking at different, each chapter addresses a particular year, a particular city, and an individual or a couple that went to rescue. And as the Germans ate up more and more territory, the places that the Americans went became wider and wider spread. So the book focuses on Prague and Marseille and Vilna and Shanghai and Lisbon.
So it's more or less of a Schindler's List from America, and from Americans, in a sense.
Even better than Schindler's List, because Schindler was interested in earning money. Schindler had his eye on profit and the good life, or what he considered the good life, women and whiskey, and as I say, profit. But these Americans, they went as a principle. At the same time, they also went because they had a sense of adventure and they had imagination. They could imagine the terrible straits that the refugees fleeing across Europe, they could imagine the terrible straits these people were in. They were able to jump over the Atlantic in their minds before they even jumped with their bodies.
Deborah Dwork is our guest. The book is called Saints and Liars, the story of Americans who saved refugees from the Nazis. You didn't have Instagram. You didn't have Facebook. You didn't have instant emails to back and forth. How in the world did these people from America know about this, get in touch with people, show up wherever they're going to show up and say, we're here to take you to safety? How in the world did this even happen in the 1930s and the 1940s?
I think one of the most important ways this happened was the web of personal connections. So there were special relationships between the Unitarians in Boston and the Unitarians in Prague. There were ties of kinship and friendship. And so the Americans in Boston, the Unitarians, knew about what was happening from their friends and colleagues in Prague. And the reports of the Czechs to their American friends prompted the Americans to take action. The same was true for the Quakers, who were operating in many different places, but including France. Again, There were ties of friendship and kinship. And those ties managed to pull people across the Atlantic.
How many people are we talking about? How many people were able to be saved and rescued? Do we have any idea?
We really don't. We really don't. So starting with the people, the Americans, Martha and Wakefield Sharp, who went from Massachusetts to Prague, we can give you an example. Martha is credited with having saved 3,500 people. But each person had a family. So we don't know how many. Each dossier is in one person's name, but covers a few people. That's on the positive side, thinking that there were more than 3,500 who were saved. But on the other side, we only know that Martha's efforts worked to get these people out of Czechoslovakia. We do not know if they made it to safety in the end.
How did... I understand they had help on the other side. But again, how did they get them out? I mean, they must have had some serious underground networks going on.
They did. So one of those underground networks, if you can believe it, was that young people went from Prague to a border area with coal mines, the coal mine area, and that straddled Czechoslovakia and Poland. And these people, these young people, went underground in Czechoslovakia through the tunnels, the mine tunnels. They took off their clothes and put on postal uniforms and firemen uniforms. And they emerged on the other side in Poland in these civil society uniforms. And from there, made it to a port city and got on boats bound for England, where, I must say, they were met by military recruiters. They were young people, and they were people whose homelands were at stake. And so the British happily encouraged them to sign up for military service once they made it to England.
So they got themselves out, they got to England, and did many of them sign up in the war effort then?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely they did. But I think it's just remarkable that they went underground in Czechoslovakia through the mine tunnels and came up in Poland.
Pretty extraordinary stuff. Deborah Dvorak, our guest. The book is called Saints and Liars. Saints and Liars, the story of Americans who saved refugees from the Nazis. Stay right there. We have lots more to get to. A couple more questions for you. Saints and Liars, Deborah Dvorak.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Oh, hello, it's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers, like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed, and zero, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw-Milhaven.
Welcome back, America at Night, an extraordinary story, pretty much lost to history until our guest Deborah Dwork found it in the archives. She is a historian and the director of the Center for the Holocaust Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity Graduate Center for City University of New York. She's written a book called Saints and Liars, the story of Americans who saved refugees from the Nazis. Deborah, why the book Saints and Liars? Explain the title to the book for me.
These people were saints, and at the same time, they were liars. In fact, I think you had to be a liar in order to be a saint. And what do I mean by lying? They lied to everyone in order to carry out their missions of saving people. So I mentioned Martha and Waitstill Sharp, the Unitarians who went from Boston to Prague. Waitstill engaged in currency transactions, totally illegal, black market. But he needed to raise money to support the rescue activities. So not one penny went into Waitstill's pocket. Everything went to the rescue efforts. But he had to engage in some fancy foot financing to get there.
At the time, none of this, how much of this was known by the United States government? How much of this was sanctioned by the government, by the military? Were they doing this completely rogue on their own?
Yes. Every organization got permission from the American government to set up operations in Europe. No one could have done it without that official recognition. But what exactly was going on the ground was not exactly reported to government officials. So no, the American government did not know that Waitstill was engaged in black market trafficking.
This is such a new concept. You got your passport and you hopped a plane or you took a boat to Europe and you walked into the theater of war to meet your Unitarian compatriots somewhere to sort of smuggle people out of the country. It's an unbelievable story.
It is an amazing story. So we talked about how the targeted people, the people at risk, how they fled, or one of the ways in which they fled from Czechoslovakia. But let's move the scene to Marseille. And in Marseille, the Quakers connected with a network of clandestine rescuers who shepherded people over the Pyrenees into Spain. And then from Spain, they slipped across the border into Portugal. And from Portugal, they made it to the capital city, the port city of Lisbon, from which boats were still going to England and to the Americas.
Tell me about some of the people you found who did this, who dropped everything to go do this. How did you find them?
In the archives. I found them in the archives. I began to research the networks of people who helped those at risk, the people who helped refugees, the targeted people on the run, seeking safety, desperate for a place to land that would offer them asylum. And through that work, I came to Americans who were involved in these European activities. And then I was just riveted and needed to learn about them. This book uses what's called a micro-history approach. That doesn't mean that these are small stories, micro-stories, little histories. It means that it looks at history as if through a microscope, looking to dig down into the details. And when you do that, when you apply that lens, all kinds of factors emerge that get lost when you step back and widen the lens. So there are details that I learned about how life was lived on the ground and how decisions were made. But I learned these details because I was drilling down on this one city, 1 year, one person. And, McGraw, do you want to know what I learned?
Yes, please, tell us.
I learned about the importance of the unpredictable, luck, fortuitous circumstance, even the weather, timing, the importance of those factors. Social historians look at age, gender, degree of religious observance, occupation, social class. They don't look at the unpredictable, at the weather, at timing, at luck. They don't do that. I didn't do it because we didn't know how to do it or what to do with it. When I began to apply this microhistory approach, I began to see vividly how greatly lives were determined by luck, good luck and bad luck, fortuitous circumstance that worked to save or worked to perish. And the other major factor, along with the unpredictable, was the emotional, the irrational. A refugee on the run, slipping across the border, caught in the act by a border guard. What does the border guard do? Usually arrest the person, but sometimes just on a whim or because the heartstrings were pulled, allowed the person to go through. So one of the stories that emerged was of a young girl, like 12, 13 years old, who made her way across the border from France into Spain, across the mountains, and then from Spain into Portugal, and was caught, but let go by the border guard, who took pity on her for reasons we'll never know.
Saints and Liars is the book. Deborah Dwork, our guest, for a couple more minutes. The book came out in January of last year. What's the response been from the stories you've told?
Amazing. A very warm response. People say that they didn't know about this before, that they were amazed by what they read and learned, and they say that the book reads like an espionage novel.
Yeah, you, and it's so interesting, the connection through the church, through the Quakers or the Unitarians. I know the Quakers, believe it or not, in a trip I took to Ireland not too long ago, I know the Quakers were instrumental in helping to help the Irish during the famine. And so the Quakers must be part of their DNA, where they sort of see suffrage and try and help it.
Absolutely. They had the American Friends Service Committee, which was established at the beginning of World War I to provide help and aid and relief wherever it was needed. And, of course, the need became enormous during the Nazi years.
Anybody still around? You find anybody who's a descendant of or was directly connected to in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, absolutely. Martha and Wakefield's grandson is alive and well and did a film about his parents. So, yes, there are descendants of those who helped. There are undoubtedly descendants of those who were helped.
also probably thousands of people who never knew the history of how they got to where they were, right? I mean, they sort of lost the history in all of this.
That's exactly true. When I recorded the oral histories of refugees who made it to safety, they said, I was helped. I heard from many.
Fought. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Friends Service Committee, the Unitarian Service Committee, and I also write about the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, the JDC, which was very much involved and sent Americans to Europe. All of these are faith-based organizations. And as I say, some of the stories were used for fundraising campaigns, but they surely were not told in their entirety. And the illegal bits, the shady bits, were certainly not included.
Mm. Deborah Dwork, anybody from Hollywood knock on your door?
Not yet, but the door is open.
This is it's some yarn you've found, and it's some thread you've pulled. Deborah Dwork is our guest. The book is called Saints and Liars. It is the story of Americans who saved refugees from the Nazis. Deborah, last question for you. What did you learn about this as a historian, as somebody who studies the worst of the worst, right? You're the director of the Center for the Holocaust and Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity at CUNY, City University in New York. You've seen the worst of the worst, and you found what was sort of the best of us. What did you learn? How did you change? How did you grow after reading this story and writing this story?
It gave me a deep appreciation for the difficulties that people who are targeted and at risk face. It gave me a much deeper appreciation for the challenges that someone who seeks to be a refugee, who's running from danger, trying desperately to get across the border. Does such a person have her or his papers in order? No, because the one thing that she or he had to do was to get out of town, not go queue up for papers somewhere. And I also also developed a new appreciation for the people who helped those who were targeted to help them cross the border, the coyotes of the 1930s and the 1940s, the people who took clandestine materials before contraband, moved contraband over borders, and during that time moved so-called contraband people over borders.
Yeah, very, very well said. And it's amazing the strength of the religions and the religious and the strength of the churches at the time and those of deep, deep faith who put their lives on the line for a little adventure, but a chance to save a fellow human being. It is a testament to the strength of religion and faith and everything else. Deborah Dwork has been our guest. The book is called Saints and Liars, the story of Americans who saved refugees from the Nazis. Deborah, thank you very much for the time. Good luck down the road. And if I ever run into somebody in Hollywood, I'll let them know.
Thank you so much for this wonderful conversation.
America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Welcome to NFL Flag.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
No matter who you are, lace up your cleats, smear on your eye black, step out on the field and chase something. Chase a goal.
Let's get it!
Chase the big time.
Get that, ladies!
Chase rings.
Let's go!
Chase gold medals. Chase all of it. It's all up for grabs now. NFL Flag. Chase something. Visit NFLflag.com to find a league and start the chase today.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, sad news. Chuck Norris passed away. Chuck Norris, who was action star, action hero, if you will, passed away. We got word early this morning that he passed away. He was, I just had that. He was it 86 years old? Apparently it was, he was rushed to the hospital yesterday, and then we got news that he passed away at the age of 86. The family is asking for privacy as they, of course, deal with the sad news that their relative Chuck Norris passed away. But Walker, Texas Ranger, missing in action, Delta Force, Lone Wolf McQuaid, a lot of people loved Chuck Norris. There was a book that came out called Chuck Norris Facts. And it's an interesting, Chuck Norris became a character of himself, if you will. And somebody wrote the book, Chuck Norris Facts. And the idea was that they became an internet sensation. And I don't know exactly how this came to be, but people started latching on to Chuck Norris, satirical, over-the-top, grandiose sentences about Chuck Norris. Like, things like, Chuck Norris doesn't wear a watch, he decides what time it is. Chuck Norris can't turn left because he's always right. Right? Chuck Norris doesn't tip the waiter tips him. Right? I mean, there's just, it's a never-ending supply of Chuck Norris. They're not jokes, and they're not meant to be critical. They were just sort of a fun game that everybody started playing. And then this this guy wrote this book called Chuck Norris Facts and poured gasoline on the fire. So in the third hour, in honor of Chuck Norris, I got a whole bunch of Chuck Norris jokes for you. I don't know why it tickles my fancy, but the man, right, led a great life. He was a Hollywood movie star and a Hollywood TV star and all that stuff. And became a Hollywood meme and apparently leaned into it, loved it, loved all the jokes. Everybody had a good time with it. So hour number three, we'll talk about Chuck Norris jokes. The passing of Chuck Norris at the age of 86 in honor of Chuck Norris. All right, we're just getting started. What's the latest with the Iran bombing? We'll talk to a man who knows from News Nation and Theo Lewis-Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S.-Iran conflict appears to be intensifying.
We're seeing continued attacks on energy infrastructure across the Gulf Arab states. It just puts more pressure on global energy prices that seem to only be going up. Today we saw an oil refinery in Kuwait get hit repeatedly by drones. We're continuing to hear more threats from Iran itself. The top military spokesman there issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts had been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Martial arts grandmaster and action star Chuck Norris has died.
In a 1993 interview, Morris says he took up martial arts for a reason.
I was a very shy kid growing up, very, timid. By nature, I'm not assertive. So I had to develop that, and I couldn't do that without the confidence that I had gotten from my martial arts training.
In 2010, Norris was already a popular film and TV star, but he had a favorite.
The 8.5 years of doing the Walker series was probably the most rewarding 8 years of my film career.
While his tough man image became the stuff of legend, Chuck Norris was 86. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a policy limiting news reporters' access to the Pentagon, ruling that key portions of the new rules are unlawful. Judge Paul Friedman sided with the New York Times and ruled that the Pentagon policy illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to the new rules. Another climb for oil prices shook the markets as hopes collapsed for a possible cut to the interest rate. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday to close its fourth straight losing week. The Dow dropped 1%. The Nasdaq sank 2%. News and analysis at townhall.com.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
A Texas city is closing in on emergency water restrictions with trouble right around the corner.
Leaders in Corpus Christi say reservoirs are dropping and demand keeps rising. Authorities say there are 2 scenarios that could trigger a level 1 water emergency by May. Now, the city does not have a plan for how to curtail water use in case of emergency, and forecasters expect little, if any, rain from July through September. City Council has voted to push ahead with major well projects, even without permits. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has issued an executive order barring college football playoff and other postseason games from airing during the annual Army-Navy matchup in December, the president directing the Commerce Secretary and the FCC chairman to coordinate with the playoff committee on the media rights. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly 90,000 bottles of a children's pain reliever have been recalled due to reports of particles and other possible contaminants. Bob Agnew has more. The Food and Drug Administration posted an online notice about the recall of Taro Pharmaceuticals' children's ibuprofen oral suspension. The medication comes in a berry-flavored formula for children as young as two. The FDA says recall was launched after some customers reported what they call a gel-like mass and black particles in the product. Regulators say the recalled products are unlikely to pose a serious health risk to consumers. Bob Agner reporting. A jury has found Elon Musk liable for defrauding investors by deliberately driving down Twitter's stock price in the tumultuous months leading up to his 2022 acquisition, but it absolved him of some fraud allegations, finding that he did not scheme to mislead investors. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Lieutenant, welcome back to America at Night.
Hey, McGraw, always good to be with you, and happy Friday evening.
Yeah, every time we ask, you answer the call, so I want you to know it is greatly appreciated. Your insight and your expertise is very valuable to all of us, so I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Let's first start with the $200 billion ask. Now, they haven't officially asked for it, but the administration officials, Pete Hegseth and others, have sort of mentioned that that's what they want to do. If you're asking for $200 billion, to me, that doesn't seem like they're planning on winding this down anytime soon.
Well, they're not. And I would advise the president, should we look, moving forward, and if there is challenges with regard to sustaining the high operations tempo for the conflict, over the next several weeks, I would advise him to go to Congress as early as possible and suggest to the Congress and ask them to authorize and appropriate as what's been in the media, $200 billion, really to sustain what has become a very high operations tempo of operations for our, particularly our Air Force and our Naval forces, as well as to replenish weapons, not necessarily just for Iran, but as we look forward to having to redo our stocks or add more weapon systems to our stockpile, specifically potentially future conflicts or deter future conflicts in the Indo-Pacific region specifically and other capabilities as well. So this would be just what we call a stopgap measure. I've testified the House and the Senate a number of times, having gone back to the Congress specifically in certain operational contingencies where we need an influx of cash, but principally for current operations tempo and maintenance and replenishment of stocks is really what the president's aiming for here.
Talk to me about what's going on. The United States obviously has complete superiority. We are bombing at will, and we can do anything we want. However, we can't get them to open up the Strait of Hormuz, and so they really don't have any other defense except economically. We're militarily destroying them. Explain to me what that is and how do we fix that? How do we get them to, or how do we stop them from threatening the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, let's first put into context real quick what the United States' objectives are militarily, what Israel's doing, and then we're going to talk about the Strait and the economic warfare that Iran is really now, I think it's one of their last cards to play. First and foremost, the United States has really decimated Iran's ability to retaliate against not only United States forces there, but Israel and the 12 Gulf Arab nations, although there are still some small numbers of ballistic missiles and drones getting through. However, that is continuing to wane in terms of their retaliatory capability, as well as now going deep into their defense industrial base, McGraw, that builds the ballistic missiles and the cruise missiles and the drones and so forth, as well as still going after remnants of the Iranian nuclear weapons development program. What Israel is doing is they're going after the infrastructure of the regime itself. They're going after the leadership. They did that, by the way, on the first minute. Literally went after and killed the Ayatollah, as well as 40 of those surrounding him, but have methodically, with great precision, gone after other leaders. And so they're really going after the leadership capability of the regime, specifically the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the besieged militia, the 700,000, I call those pipe swingers that really torment the Iranian people. And my sources tell me they've killed up to 32,000 Iranians since the first week of January, and then you've got the national police state. And so really setting the conditions for the Iranian regime to collapse so that the Iranian people can reclaim their nation. That's moving forward very effectively, and we can talk about the leadership, but really they're going into second and third tier order of leaders within the regime itself. Now, the Strait of Hormuz. As I mentioned earlier, this is where Iran is really creating some havoc up there in terms of threatening the Strait for commercial shipping. That would be your super oil tankers. That would be your liquid natural gas. Also the transport of aviation fuel and fertilizer, things of those sorts. Limiting, really the world sends oil and liquid natural gas transshipments. About 20% goes through the Strait. 80% of that, by the way, McGraw, are headed for nations such as China, Japan, South Korea, and India. So that's really putting a crimp into the Asia-Pacific region for that. So what Iran's doing now is, and they've demonstrated this before during the tanker wars back in the 80s when they were at war with Iraq, they would go and try to attack commercial shipping across the Strait. They also demonstrated starting in 2015 that they had a capability to really try to board ships that would go into the Strait also. You know, think of them taking these tankers hostage, if you will. But now we're seeing them to really threaten these commercial shipping corporations and the transshipment with their ballistic missiles and their drones that are up in the area, you know, just in those mountains areas just north of the Strait itself. And so they're also using gunboats, although right now the United States, just a couple days or so ago, we launched what I presume were B-1 bombers out of Fairford, England, that went after and took out some of those deeply buried ballistic missile, short-range ballistic missile sites in the mountains just above the Strait, if you will, in the southern flank of Iran. And we went after with 5,000-pound bunker bombs that we've used for the first time in combat. They can also be delivered by United States Air Force F-15E Strike Eagle. And we're also employing now, because we have air supremacy, as you intimated in your question, we're able to use frontline attack aircraft such as A-10 attack aircraft with their 30-millimeter guns, as well as their ability to employ Maverick air-to-ground weapons going after Iranian gunboats. We're also using Apache helicopters by our Valiant Army aviators. And so they're being used in the Strait now, going along those gunboats as well as going after shoreline targets. Final point on this, that's also setting up for once the Strait is now, we're able to take out those Iranian enemy positions, we'll be able to then escort tankers and LNG ships and other ships through the Strait will be using the top cover of with the use of those A-10s and those Apache helicopters in the coming weeks to do just that, to support and to provide for, as I mentioned, air cover for the convoys of ships going through there, as well as other commercial shipping that we'll be escorting.
That's all well and good, right? That's great if we're able to use helicopters and ships to sort of shepherd these tankers through the strait. But once we stop doing that, isn't the worry that Iran could just go back with this economic warfare and shut it down again?
That's why we need to finish the job, McGraw. That's why we want to create the conditions where Iran is no longer able to retaliate, certainly against its people, but also against its neighbors that we've seen them do with ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, as well as that includes the Strait of Hormuz. So what we need to do is, and Admiral Cooper is the commander of U.S. Central Command. By the way, he used to command all the U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf. He is our top warfighter, top combatant commander, and certainly our top naval expert in the U.S. military. He is endeavoring to achieve maritime supremacy. With that, with the nature of your question, is we are going to have to not only achieve maritime supremacy, but we're going to have to sustain maritime supremacy as well. But the conditions are that Iran is in a position where they no longer can be belligerent, as I mentioned, you know, from the air, certainly, you know, in terms of their neighbors and so forth, but also just as important is the Strait of Hormuz, frankly, the entire Persian Gulf.
We're talking to Lieutenant General Richard Newton, who is with News Nation. He's a senior national security contributor. He's been on the show numerous times. They're floating the idea of troops.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener at shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
What's going on here is Secretary Bessent is really looking at the very broad strategic picture. It does seem maybe not counterproductive, maybe counterintuitive, but what he's trying to do is he's trying to ease the burden on the American taxpayer with regard to gasoline at the pump and so forth. And so it would be on an extremely limited basis, point one. Secondly, it would also ease the pressure in terms of the oil that's available, you know, coming through the strait and perhaps putting less pressure on actually Iran holding the strait at this point. And then we'll also make sure that we enforce other economic sanctions that will squeeze Iran strategically so that they really don't benefit from that. It's an interesting play, I'll add, however. But it's one where Iran is using one format of economic warfare, and this is, think of this in terms of our, really what we're trying to do is ease the burden on the American taxpayer, as well as this is going to be in our interest. But don't see this really going over a very long stretch of time. McGraw, I see this in a very limited basis, as well as we will be enforcing and actually putting forth other, really stringent sanctions on Iran. So make sure that they don't really gain at all from this action.
Lieutenant General Richard Newton, I got 15 seconds. How much longer before some of these objectives are obtained?
Well, I think we already have air supremacy. We already are really, really decapitating the Iranian leadership. And they're going to start seeing them in somewhat disarray. But in terms of what we want the conditions for Iran to create, those conditions either for the regime to collapse or for them really not be able to retaliate at all in all facets of their retaliatory capability, I think you're talking 3 to 4 weeks.
And then
the Strait of Hormuz after that needs to be cleared up as well. That's going to take a little bit longer.
Lieutenant General Richard Newton, I thank you for your time. I thank you for your expertise. We'll keep the troops and all of them in our prayers. Thank you for checking in. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, McGraw. Best to you.
You got it. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000. Use code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. So please, get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualCT.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, I've got some news coming out this night. A federal judge today ruled that the Pentagon's restrictions on news outlets violates the First Amendment and issued an order tossing out the Pentagon's policy. A suit was brought by the New York Times. Judge Paul Friedman, U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, nominated by President Clinton, ordered the Pentagon to release the press passes of seven different journalists from the New York Times. They had surrendered those passes after refusing to signing a policy in which empowered the Pentagon to declare journalists security risks. And the Pentagon revoked their press passes because they felt that the Pentagon believed they threatened national security. In the ruling, the judge said that the Pentagon's policy rewarded reporters who were willing to, quote, publish only stories that are favorable or spoon-fed by the department leadership. The judge added that the Pentagon has given itself too much power to enforce new rules. So, interesting news. The judge sides with the news media and the New York Times, saying that the Pentagon violated the First Amendment of the New York Times, and therefore they have to give press passes to the seven different journalists who refused to sign the new policy. So, interesting news. Federal judge overruling the Pentagon and the Trump administration, Pete Hegseth. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wind things down. Next hour, we're going to talk about Chuck Norris facts. We're going to have a Chuck Norris a-thon next hour. Of course, phone calls and text messages. But before we get to that, we got to check in with Theo Lewis-Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. Three movies he's got. Two of them are real, one of them is fake. We got to determine which is which, and we will do that right after this on America at Night.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-785-9132.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, it's Friday night, and every Friday night we check in with Theo Lewis-Clark. He is our Hollywood exec for a day. The game is very simple. First of all, good morning or good evening, Theo Lewis-Clark.
Hey, good evening, McGraw and Richard and Alex and America.
All right. Now, here's the game, and here's how it plays. Here are the rules. Theo Lewis-Clark is going to bring us three movies. Two of them have been greenlit by actual Hollywood movie executives. One has come from his creative mind. We have to determine which is the real ones and which one is the fake one. Last week, you got stumped. All three of us and the audience picked the correct one. So Theo was looking to rebound, and if I know Theo, he went to the back of the playbook to try and find something where he can stump us. Now, the audience can play along as well. The audience, the poll is set up, 1-844-2-McGraw. You text in if you think it's number one. You text in either the number one or O-N-E. If you think it's number two, you type in the number two and you text it to us, or you write T-W-O, or, of course, three, the letter, the number three, or T-H-R-E-E. It's as simple as that. And you text your response to 1-844-262-4729. That's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Without further ado, Theo, take the floor.
All right, let's get it done. Now, there's a theme this week. I'll see if you guys recognize it. Okay, is it number one, a woman tormented by the spirit of an old friend who wants her last wish fulfilled? She enlists the other members of their crew from childhood to help. Or is it number two, the joyful spirit of a five-year-old boy inhabits the body of a cutthroat businessman at the wrong time? His companies are going through the biggest merger of his life. Or is it number three, guided by a spirit demon, an orphan learns to harness his powers as a ninja to protect the community? So they're brief, but it's a theme. All right, go ahead.
No. Is it number one? All right, now the time is the audience can respond. Is it right, number right. one? Is it number two? Or is it number three? Give us a rundown again, Theo.
Okay, real quick. The woman, she's tormented by the spirit of an old friend. Now, this old friend wants her last wish fulfilled, and she enlists the other members of their crew from their childhood to help. Or is it number two, the joyful spirit of a five-year-old boy inhabits the body of a cutthroat businessman at the very wrong time? His companies are going through the biggest merger of his life. Or is it number three, guided by a spirit demon, an orphan learns to harness his powers as a ninja to protect the community?
All right, there you go. All right, now's the time to lock in. Richard and Alex will go to, no Googling, by the way. You're not allowed to Google, and you're on your honor here. Right, no Googling. You're on your honor here. So, audience, you can text number one, number two, or number three to 1-844-262-4729. We'll let you lock in your votes here for a minute or two. And while we do that, Theo, what's our deep dive movie tonight?
The deep dive is the winner for Best Picture 2023. Any guesses? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Best Picture was...
Was that Elephants for Water or Water and Elephants?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Oppenheimer, and I chose this because the Peaky Blinders, the movie, is coming out on Netflix, and Cillian Murphy was, you know, he was the lead in Oppenheimer.
Yes.
So I love Peaky Blinders, great series on Netflix. Cillian Murphy, unbelievable. And the first deep dive kind of tidbit is the all-star cast. Listen to this cast. Gary Oldman, Rami Malek, Casey Affleck, Matthew Modine, Matt Damon, Josh Hartnett, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt, like the day players were superstars. So that's amazing, number one. It only took only 57 days to shoot, and they shot it in IMAX 70mm cameras. Why is that important? It's 10 times better. The resolution is 10 times better than the 35mm. Now, the 70mm cameras, they're the standard for large motion pictures. That's crazy.
You know, that's actually the, I have an IMAX camera on my phone, actually.
Of course you do. You had an iPhone.
No, I'm kidding you, but it's just,
hey,
you can do a whole movie on your iPhone. Yeah, no, I hear you.
I was talking to Alex offline. I have the cheapest Android money can buy. So anyway, so the director, Christopher Nolan, he used an 11-mile-long, 600-pound film reel. That's crazy. He also insisted on immersion. In other words, he wanted them all to stay in character. So instead of putting them in different trailers and giving them all the craft services and spoiling them, he put them in a hotel so they can interact. And they had to stay in character the entire time. Matter of fact, they rehearsed in full costume. Never been done before. Okay? And it filmed in real locations like Einstein's actual office and Los Alamos. Like, they filmed in the real locations just to get the spirit of what was happening then. And the company, Kodak, remember Kodak? They made all the, film. They created a special kind of black and white film just to distinguish between the two perspectives, Oppenheimer's and Strauss's. Remember? They went from Oppenheimer to Strauss's. I think Strauss was in color, Oppenheimer was in black. So they went back and forth. So Kodak had to create a special kind of a black and white film to really make the distinction. And the movie was almost called, guess what this movie was almost called?
American Prometheus.
But think about the atomic bomb. The movie was almost called...
Oh, Fat Man.
No, Gadget.
Really?
A nod to the name, that was the name of the first atomic bomb.
Was Gadget? I thought it was Fat Man and Fat Man and something else.
They might have changed it, but the very first name of the first atomic bomb was Gadget.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then here's the last one. It's funny. Matt Damon made a deal with his wife, right, because he was on a break. And she said, no more movies. You're done. His only out was, if Christopher Nolan calls me for Oppenheimer, I'm going. And she said, you better believe you are.
That was his get-out-of-jail-free card.
That was his hall pass, as it were, for movie making, because otherwise he was home with the kids, baby.
That's
funny. He wasn't going anywhere.
You know, my cousin told me about the book that came out, that the movie was taken from. The book came out, I don't know, early 2000s. And I picked it up, and it's a bit of a tome, but I read it, and it ended up winning the Pulitzer Prize. And the book is called American Prometheus, and because Prometheus was the Greek god of fire, right? He was the one who sort of channeled the fire.
Right.
And so the book was called American Prometheus, and the book is unbelievable how he's dating a Russian spy, and it's...
Oh, my goodness.
The movie was great. Yeah, the movie was good, but
boring. It was really good.
Yeah, but the book was. This guy, unbelievable what this guy did, and how he came to be, and all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really. If you liked the movie, the book was fantastic. All right, so there you go. That's our deep dive
into
the movie. What was the movie called again? Oppenheimer? Was it Oppenheimer? Yeah, it was Oppenheimer.
Oh yeah, William Murphy. If you haven't seen the Peaky Blinders series, do yourself a favor. Watch all 7 seasons and then watch the movie tonight.
You know, my only problem with Peaky Blinders is I have a hard time picking up the accents. Do you have a hard time picking up the accents?
No, I watch it in closed caption. I watch all my movies and anything I watch in closed caption because you're going to miss some of the words.
I totally agree. I watch it all in closed caption until, you know, somebody else is in the room and they're like, turn off the closed caption. And I'm like, all right. No, I watch everything in closed caption. I love it. All right.
You gotta love it.
Let's go to Hollywood exec for a day. All right. Give us the 1, 2, or 3.
And then really quick too. Is it number 1? A woman is tormented by the spirit of an old friend. She wants her last wish fulfilled. So she has to enlist the other members of their crew from their childhood to help. Or the joyful spirit of a 5-year-old boy inhabits the body of a cutthroat businessman at the wrong time. His companies are going through the biggest merger of his life. Or, number 3, guided by a spirit demon, an orphan learns to harness his powers as a ninja to protect his community.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it the orphan? Is it the 5-year-old boy and the businessman? Or is it the tormented friend who's got to enlist the other friends to help her do her dirty work?
Richard, you're first up tonight. What do you think?
No, you all were right.
Number 3, the orphan that turns into the ninja.
The orphan that turns into the ninja. All right. Alex, what do you think? Do we not have Alex? Did we lose Alex?
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For 66% of the audience says it's number 3. And I'm going to go with the audience as well and with Richard. I'm going to say number 3. I think number 2, I think haven't they made enough movies where the boy or the girl changes into the senior and the junior and all that? Number 1 sounds like a real movie. Number 3, I don't know, an orphan turns into a ninja. I'm going to say number 3 is fake. Final answer.
Wow. Okay. So the audience, Richard and McGraw say 3. Alex says number 2. Alex, if you win, you realize that's 3 in a row. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about it. Is it number 1? No one said 1. A woman tormented by the spirit of an old friend wants her last wish fulfilled. She enlists the other members of their crew from childhood to help. That's on Netflix. That's an anime film called Anohana. Anohana. All right, so it's either Alex 3 in a row or Richard, the audience, and McGraw 2 in a row. All right. Guided by a spirit demon, an orphan learns to harness his powers as a ninja to protect the community. The audience, Richard and McGraw, are wrong. That's a real movie on Netflix. It's anime as well. And it's called the Naruto, which means Alex has the trifecta. The joyful spirit of a 5-year-old boy inhabits the body of a cutthroat businessman at the wrong time. His companies are going through the biggest merger of his life. That's on Theo's World, and it's called Little Big Man. Little Big Man. I just saved your job, Alex.
I have a question for you. I should probably know this, but what exactly is anime?
Anime is like cartoons, but it's Japanese sort of like the way they do it and the way they draw and the way they make it come to life.
Is it like K-pop demons? Is that anime?
You remember Speed Racer? Go Speed Racer.
Yeah.
That was drawn in anime. That was the way that jumped and the way the cars were drawn and the way their eyes were. That actually was anime. Remember Ultraman? Yeah. You remember Ultraman, right?
No, I remember Underdog.
Underdog is not anime. I love Underdog. Oh my goodness.
I remember Underdog and Sweet Polly Purebred. As well as Quick Draw McGraw and his deputy Droop along. That I remember.
Do you know the theme song? Let's sing it together and we're Richard and Alex.
No. There's a reason why I'm in AM radio because I don't sing. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Theo Lewis Clark. That is Hollywood exec for a day. Theo, have yourself a good day. Thanks for checking in.
You too. Great weekend, guys.
All right, there you go. That's how you play Hollywood exec for a day. Alex, three in a row. Richard, you and I back to the drawing board. And the audience, epic failure audience, 66% of the audience wrong. So there you go. Back in a moment. America at Night.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Speaking of Christopher Nolan, apparently he's out with a new movie coming out later on this summer. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey is getting rave reviews. So, yeah, The Odyssey. And so he's going to take on The Odyssey. That is an undertaking. Christopher Nolan. So we'll see how that turns out. Apparently getting rave reviews. You know, his first movie, was his first movie Memento? Because that movie was a mind trip. You ever see that movie Memento? Put your phone down and watch it, because it is a great, great movie. And it's a thinking man's movie. The movie is told backwards and circular. So the movie begins and ends at the same place, and yet each scene is backwards. I know that's hard to understand. It's hard to describe. You kind of have to watch the movie to see it. But it is a fascinating story about a man who has no long-term memory. And he has to do things to try and jog his memory so he remembers things. It is a bizarre movie, and it's told backwards and circular. Go watch Memento and make sure you take notes, because if you're in a movie, if you're in the mood for a mind-bending movie, Memento is great. And I guess Christopher Nolan's out with a new one, The Odyssey, later on this summer. All right, the text line's open, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-462-4729. We've got some open phones for you. We'll do all of that next hour. Anything you want to talk about, you want to go rogue, you want to tell me what you're doing on a Friday night, we're going to have some fun. And, of course, a tribute to Chuck Norris, who passes away at the age of 86. We're going to tell Chuck Norris facts. Is it Chuck Norris facts? It is Chuck Norris facts. Yes, the author was a guy named Ian Spector, who was credited with writing the book, The Truth About Chuck Norris, 400 Facts About the World's Greatest Human. And what he did was he came up with over-the-top satirical facts about Chuck Norris, and it turned into a game, and it turned into memes. Chuck Norris leaned into it, and it was actually really kind of funny. So we'll have some fun with that next hour as we roll along on a Friday night with open phone. So get by the phone. Text line's officially open as well, 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. People are already lining up, so you want to get in early so we don't run out of time. Stay right there. Our executive director and three-time winner of Hollywood Exec for a Day, Alex Hinton. He got the turkey. He got three in a row. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories.
Hi,
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says the Iran military and leadership are all but decimated.
They don't know what's happening. Their Navy's gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their anti-aircraft is all gone. It's all gone. Their radar is all gone. Their leaders are all gone. The next set of leaders are all gone. And the next set of leaders are mostly gone. And now nobody wants to be a leader over there anymore.
Meanwhile, Iran is threatening recreational and tourist sites worldwide and insisting it's still building missiles 3 weeks into the war. The United States is deploying more warships and another 2,500 Marines to the region. The DEA and U.S. prosecutors are probing alleged ties between the president of Colombia and the illegal drug trade.
During investigations by prosecutors in New York, drug traffickers allege representatives for President Gustavo Petro solicited bribes in exchange for blocking their extradition to the United States. Petro is a liberal who regularly criticizes the Trump administration, but more recently he appeared to have a good working relationship with President Trump. Records indicate the DEA has investigated Petro going back to 2022 for possible dealings with drug traffickers and Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. The president of Colombia has denied taking bribes or having ties to drug traffickers. I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department has filed a new lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing it of failing to address anti-Semitism on campus. The lawsuit, filed Friday, seeks to freeze existing grants and recover money already paid to the university. This is part of a long-standing conflict between the Trump administration and Harvard. The martial arts grandmaster and action star Chuck Norris has died. His roles in Walker, Texas Rangers and other TV shows and movies made him an iconic tough guy, sparking internet parodies, even adoration from presidents. He was outspoken about his Christian beliefs and his support for gun rights and backed political candidates for years. He died Thursday. Chuck Norris was 86. News at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Correspondent Donna Warder spoke with Jesus Dominguez, member of a Mexican self-defense group, taking it upon themselves to protect their communities from powerful drug cartels.
Dominguez's group formed in 2020 when a drug cartel tried to take control of several communities in the mountains along a strategic thruway that connects the cartels to Acapulco, where drugs and other illegal goods flow. Now the vigilantes are a 50-man force.
Somos indígenas.
Dominguez says, we are indigenous, we are parents, we are farmers, and we defend what is ours.
Defendemos lo nuestro.
I'm Donna Water.
The Cleveland Guardians won't have to pay indicted pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz while Major League Baseball investigates continues into allegations of pitch rigging for gamblers. Ortiz was placed on paid leave last July 3rd, Clase on July 28th. Breaking news at townhall.com. Georgia has become the first state in the U.S. to suspend fuel taxes after the war in the Middle East began sending gas prices soaring.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a 60-day suspension of the state's 33 cents per gallon tax on gas and 37 cents per gallon tax on diesel. Motorists are likely to start getting relief in the coming days as the price cuts trickle through from wholesalers to gas stations. In Maryland, House and Senate Republicans are pressing for a 30-day gas tax holiday.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The Iran war is exposing how much the global economy still depends on fragile fossil fuel supplies. The conflict has virtually choked off the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping lane for a fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas. That's shaking up markets and pushing prices higher. Analysts say the crisis is a stark reminder that energy security is not just about stockpiles and shipping, but also about the lagging transition to renewable energy. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Best part of talk radio. Phone numbers are as follows. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Of course, don't forget, you miss any part of any of the shows, we turn this into a podcast. I've heard people explain what a podcast is and how radio is very different than a podcast. I don't really understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me. A podcast is two people talking, and that's what we do. And so if you missed any of it, and if you want to go back and listen to something, or you want to go back and hear something, or you want to send it to a friend or tell them, you can download the podcast where all podcasts are housed and just sign up for America at Night, and it can download it right to your device, your tablet, your phone, your laptop, your computer, whatever you need, every single day. And Alex and Richard and I put together an opportunity for you to listen to it, capture it. And I know a lot of people who listen to the show and then listen online, or they miss a show, or the show gets preempted because of a basketball game or something. So you can always go to the podcast and listen to it wherever podcasts are found. And that's America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven. Don't forget, when you text into 1-844-42-McGraw, we send you back a link. You send in the link, you sign up for a daily email blast that we send out, which is a lineup of each and every show. And that's a way to become part of the show, and we are thrilled every time somebody wants to be a part of the show. So there you go. Phone numbers are as follows. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. All right, so let's get to this. Chuck Norris passes away at the age of 86. Chuck Norris being a Hollywood star, and he was in a number of shows. I watched Walker, Texas Ranger, I guess a little bit. I didn't know Chuck Norris all that much. I knew who he was. Films like Missing in Action, The Delta Force, Lone Wolf, McQuaid, well-respected, tough guy, Chuck Norris. And at some point along the way, I don't know, that going back and looking sort of the history of this, I don't know if it was Conan O'Brien who sort of fanned the flames for this, but there was a guy named Ian Spector who's a humorist, and he wrote a book, and I had him on the show at one point years and years and years ago, and I don't know why I had him on, but the book was called The Truth About Chuck Norris, 400 Facts About the World's Greatest Human. And I thought it was kind of quirky, and you open up the book, and he just had page after page after page of jokes about Chuck Norris being the toughest guy in the world. And it sort of took off from there. And people from all over the internet would sort of make up these satirical jokes about Chuck Norris being the toughest man in the world. Sort of like, you know those Dos Equis commercials, the world's most interesting man? Well, that was sort of Chuck Norris being the toughest guy in the world. And it just sort of took off. And so now that we know that Chuck Norris has passed away, I wanted to have a little fun and read some of these tough guy jokes about Chuck Norris. Now, I would only do this. The man passed away. I'm not desecrating on his life. He and his family leaned into this and enjoyed it and thought and went along with the joke. Had some fun with it. So I have a couple. If you have one or two, you can certainly text in, and I'll read those and work those into the conversation. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Chuck Norris doesn't worry about high gas prices. His vehicles run on fear. When Chuck Norris cooks, he makes the onion cry. Chuck Norris can sneeze with his eyes open. When Chuck Norris looks in the mirror shatters because not even glass is dumb enough to get in between Chuck Norris and Chuck Norris. Ghosts tell Chuck Norris stories at the campfire. When Chuck Norris goes swimming, sharks get out of the ocean. Clouds don't rain, they sweat when they see Chuck Norris. I could do this for 3 hours straight. These are the funny, this tickles my funny bone. It is hilarious. Chuck Norris destroyed the periodic table because Chuck Norris only recognizes the element of surprise. Chuck Norris doesn't do a push-up, he pushes the world down. That's how bad Chuck Norris is. Chuck Norris beat the sun in a staring contest. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. Outer space exists because it's afraid to be in the same planet with Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris's calendar goes straight from March 31st to April 2nd because no one fools Chuck Norris. I don't know why that is so funny. I have no idea why, but it cracks me up. We'll work a couple others in there throughout the hour. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. We've got Tim in Washington. Tim, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Hey, one Chuck Norris before I get into it. So Chuck Norris died, and he went to heaven. And God told him, you're going to hell. And he said, what? And God said, only for 2 weeks, you need to clean that place up.
All right, there you go. What okay. else you got? What else you got?
So here's what I don't understand. And maybe somebody can shed some light on it. It's kind of the Iran war deal.
Mm-hmm.
But why on God's earth is Iran lobbing bombs at everyone? Everyone. All their neighbors. Because they have because the U.S. has military bases there? I don't understand that at all.
Well, they have no real offensive capabilities. So they're just sort of flailing their arms. They're throwing a temper tantrum. They're just trying to randomly cause any type of death and destruction they can. There is no offensive plan or defensive strategies. They don't have any. And so that's why they talk about this quote-unquote asymmetrical war where America is bombing Iran, and the only thing Iran can do is fight back with an economic quote-unquote war by closing the Strait of Hormuz. So there is no, you don't understand it because there isn't a strategy. They don't have one. They don't have the capability of one. All they have the capability of is to inflict pain indiscriminately in certain places. And that might be a bomb to Qatar. That might be a bomb into Jerusalem. But it is also shutting down the Strait of
Hormuz. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain.
Yeah, no. I get it. But I mean, I understand. But they're just doing anything they can to create fear out there because they don't have any real capability otherwise. But that's where the economic warfare comes in. We are running a bombing campaign in Iran. They are running an economic warfare against the rest of the world because of that. That's how they're retaliating. So just like a quote-unquote terrorist, they can't fight you, so they inflict fear and or some other type of pain point. And the only thing they have in their arsenal is to shut down the Strait of Hormuz.
So I just don't see, and like I said, I'm putting all political, I'm putting that all aside. What is the end game of Iran except for disaster?
I believe they're trying to inflict, you're asking me, I'm certainly no international think tank expert, but I think Iran is thinking, we're going to inflict as much pain as possible and make this as painful as we can for America, that we will outlast them. They're saying to the world, we don't care how much pain we inflict on you. We don't care.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000. Use code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. So please, get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
When I had my injury, I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homes for Our Troops is really giving me my life back. It's not just about a home, it's about creating a family and a community that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
In honor of the passing of Chuck Norris, we are regaling everybody with Chuck Norris facts. I got more facts for you. You ready for these? Chuck Norris didn't die. Death finally had the courage to meet him. Here's another one. Legends live forever. Chuck Norris lives longer. They once named a street after Chuck Norris, but they had to change the name because nobody crosses Chuck Norris and lives to tell about it. I could do this all day. Chuck Norris built the hospital he was born in. Chuck Norris caught COVID. Now the virus has to quarantine. Chuck Norris didn't dial the wrong number. You picked up the wrong phone. Chuck Norris has a stunt double. He's used for crying scenes. When Chuck Norris looks in the mirror, there's no reflection because there's only one Chuck Norris. I could go on. All right, let's get to Catherine. Catherine, you're on America at Night. I'm up against the break, so be quick. What do you got, Catherine? Welcome to America at Night.
I'm telling you, you give me good segues with the mirror. It's really true. It's really true. They say, you know, one day you just get up and you look in the mirror and you're old. And it's like, what the heck's going on? The other day it happened to me. I didn't even recognize who was in the mirror. And I thought I was getting mugged. I was doing all my, you know, ninja moves and everything, and it never worked.
So what you're saying is you blink your eyes and you're over 50 years old.
Well, you look in the mirror and you got this stupid hair on your chin. I was like, who are you? Like, that's not me. Who, does that ever happen to you?
I don't look in the mirror. Because there's only one McGraw Millhaven. My reflection doesn't show up. No. Getting older, it's actually a good point, Catherine. Thanks for the phone call. It's actually a good point. Getting older is, it's hard to describe. For me, the time just is so fast. It's like I'm 59 years old. I remember my 40s. I remember my 30s. I had a great time. I was there. I enjoyed every minute of it. But it seemed like it was 15 minutes. And what I thought was something that happened that 3 years ago was 8 years ago. Something that happened that 10 years ago really was 20 years ago. So for me, the time is just warp speed. And when you're five, I guess it makes sense. When you're five, right, and you talk about a year, that's 20% of your life.
So you just don't have it's nothing's relative, right? When you're 10 and you think, oh my goodness, somebody's 20 years old, you think, oh, I'm 10, that's 10 long years, but it's just not relative. And, as you get older, you get wiser, you get smarter, you get more set in your ways. Yeah, gravity starts to take control. It's an interesting phenomenon growing old. However, it does beat the alternative. All right, Danny, Scott, Tony, we got lots more to get to, plus more Chuck Norris facts for you. Chuck Norris once got pulled over by the police. He let the cop go with a warning. Hey-o, America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. we guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention TaxSlayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Welcome back to America at Night. Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
From the text line, 1-844-2-McGraw, the corniest cartoon I ever watched in anime was Clutch Cargo. Thank you very much. Here's another one. Human rights activists in Iran say Iran has killed about 6,500 protesters. I've heard a larger number than that, but it's hard to gauge because we don't have anybody on the ground and all the internet's closed up, so it's hard to get any type of information out of Iran. This one from Naples, Florida. What's your disdain for Pelosi? I don't really have any, but somebody on the text line the other night said they were going to buy the stock when Pelosi buys the stock. She has a knack for buying stock, and it only goes up. So you should follow what Nancy Pelosi does on the market buys. Here's one from St. Albans, Vermont. I was pondering buying Google as an IPO at $80 a share years ago. I talked myself out of it because how does a search engine make money? The rest was history. You know, I did that same thing when Google came out and it was like $75 a share. I was like, really? $75 a share? That's an awful lot of money. Yeah. By the way, when Nancy Pelosi tells you to buy a stock, buy a stock. When I tell you to buy a stock, do the opposite. You'll be very, very rich. When do the Iranians stop, when do the Iranians start strapping themselves and bombing here, especially with the TSA agents are down? You know, there's a lot of worry about that, that these sleeper cells might be activated. No question about it. You have a terrible echo on your end. Yes, we did have a terrible echo on our end. We are not perfect. Sometimes we had a bad connection with one of our guests. What hours are you live Central Time? Are you in Missouri? We are live Central from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and the open phones is from 10 to 11 for those who are wondering. I was going to go to Scott. Scott, you hung up. We'll go back to Scott in a second. Danny and Rolla, thanks for holding on. Danny, you're up next. Welcome to America at Night.
Hey, brother. One thing real quick. You just said 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I think you meant to say
p.m.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
One thing is on the sanctions. I think that, you know, it's kind of economics 101. If the pie is bigger, then the piece of the slice costs less.
Sure.
We don't need oil coming through the Strait of Hormuz. But globally, it helps us. So that's kind of that.
No. I understand why they want more oil on the open market. But they're letting Iran do it. So we put the sanctions on Iran to squeeze the government. Now we're allowing Iran to sell their oil while we're trying to dismantle the regime. They're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars off of this oil. So it seems weird that were sort of funding both sides of the war. We're funding our troops to go in to bring down the regime, and the regime is fighting us with money we're allowing them to get by selling oil on the open market.
I agree, but what they're getting in return is not equal. It's not a zero-sum game, but as far as the regime, they're suicidal fanatics. But at some point, the people will rise up, just like we did against England, just like many other cultures have against tyrants. Third point, Trump has, and I'm not a super huge Trump guy, but Trump's got a track record. So if I was to bet on, you know, Obama or Biden, no. Trump has a better. And to leave and start the weekend with a high note, this is just kind of a little funny thing. Oh, by the way, I loved your Chuck Norris jokes. But you have an advertiser, and I'm not going to name them, but there's a lady that says, my circulation is moving. And every time I hear that, I think, honey, if it wasn't, you'd be in trouble. Have a good night. Have a good weekend, brother.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks for checking in, as always. Tony in Montreal, welcome to America at Night.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
So I just want to bring up this notion that white people are targets and white is the problem in the United States. I don't hear that being the problem in Canada.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Who said whites are a problem?
Basically, almost everybody in the Democratic Party, starting with Brandon Johnson.
No.
What's wrong with Brandon Johnson, who says
Who is Brandon Johnson?
The mayor of Chicago, who said that if you want to see what if the Confederacy of the United States in the Civil War had won, you would see the United States run as it is today. He made the insinuation that the country is being run in a racist manner. This is the same guy that sues Trump over the DOJ for unlawful DEI restrictions on federal policing. It's the same guy that's running an $830 million bond with a payable time back of 20 years, which was equal to the former mayor Jaley's boondoggle on the parking meters that left the parking meters in private hands with a zero return for the city. So, you know, when he's saying that the Confederacy would be running the United States, if it was had been on the winning side, it would be today's United States. Well, guess what? The federal government seems to be running a very fair and balanced budget and trying to create, economic engines all over the world. And here Brandon Johnson is continually trying to pay things much later and has a Chicago's reparations tax force, which is trying to create reparations when his city is on the verge of bankruptcy, and he's blaming the Trump government, white supremacy, and now labeling your government as the winning Confederacy, man. I can't believe the utter reverse racism now. This is like a country that had three people die over the civil rights of black people in the 1960s, including the two Kennedy brothers, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy.
Tony. I want to bring down the temperature a little bit, and I don't want you to filibuster. I don't know what you're referring to with those comments. I didn't hear them, but I find it hard to believe that he said all white people, or he meant. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't hear the comment, so we can't have a conversation. Is there anything else you would like to touch on, Tony?
Well, let's put it this way. Maybe a joke would create some levity. How about this? Peg Leg or Pool Cue Moolah is mostly a peaceful person, but today is mostly in pieces. How's that?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Tony. Comedy stylings of Tony in Montreal. Tony, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, no problem, man.
You got it. Have a good night. All right, I got more Chuck Norris jokes here for you. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Let's see here. If Let's see here. If rock beats scissors, scissors beats paper, and paper beats rock, what beats all three at the same time? Chuck Norris. Time waits for no man unless that man is Chuck Norris. When Chuck Norris left home, his father told him, "You are the man of the house now." Let's see here. When Chuck Norris has to sleep with the lights on because the dark is afraid of Chuck Norris. When the boogeyman goes to sleep, he checks under the bed for Chuck Norris. When Chuck Norris goes swimming, oh, I read that one. Sharks get out of the ocean. Let's see here. What else we got? Chuck Norris can sneeze with his eyes open. I like this one. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. I forget if I read that one before. Chuck Norris can divide by zero. Chuck Norris can start a fire by rubbing two ice cubes together. Let's see here. What else we got? Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on a unicycle. When Chuck Norris makes a mistake, the mistake apologizes. Chuck Norris doesn't need a keyboard. He tells the computer to write something, and the computer follows. Chuck Norris has already been to Mars. That's why there are no signs of life. Chuck Norris doesn't get sunburnt. That would be a foolish thing for the sun to do. The sun rises and the sun sets according to Chuck Norris's sleep schedule.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000. Use code MONEY to borrow up to $10,000.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now. Now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and I work for social services. On our lobby wall, there's a picture of this kid I used to work with. She's all of 17 years old, and she's on one of those missing posters. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of our kids who don't have somebody to step up for them. They stay in foster care for years, they aren't adopted, and they age out. They either wind up in jail or they live on the streets.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works every day to find safe, permanent homes for children at risk of aging out of foster care before it's too late.
I adopted two teenagers from foster care. Their outlook on life changed. If I can do a little bit to help, it's worth it.
You can help too. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Text line is open. Send us a message at 844-2-McGraw. That's 844-262-4729.
From the text line, love your show except for the talk on the politics. Keep it light, please. Well, when you want to call up and talk politics, there's not much I can do. Let's see here. There's another one here. That's good. Chuck's parrot doesn't speak. I don't get that one. All right, let me leave you with this. But first of all, Tony, God love you, Tony. Get all riled up, man. One politician says something stupid, and take a deep breath, Tony. Turn off the news. You're like that guy Scott. Turn off the news. Go play with your grandkids. Go do something else other than watch the news, man. The news just brings you down, man. Let's go do something else. I wouldn't normally tell you to turn off the news, but man, we are in a weird spot. All right. Let me tell you, so I am obsessed with this Hulu show called Love Story. The story of John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. And there's only one more episode left. I watched this week's episode. And there's only one more episode left. I am so obsessed with this show. It is so riveting. And I know it's, you know, half truths and some of it's made up. And I know that Daryl Hannah said none of it's true. And some other people have been critical of it. I get it. But it is still, I can't stop watching it. And so I have a theory about John F. Kennedy Jr. And here's my theory about John F. Kennedy Jr. So John F. Kennedy Jr. Well, do I want to tell us? Let's do this. Let's take Eduardo in Tampa, Florida. If I have time, I'll save this for another time. Eduardo in Florida, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, McGraw. Yeah, I'll be very fast. I'm going to give you two of my Chuck Norris favorites. Lone Wolf McRae and Delta Force. And by the way, my mother would, when she's retiring for the day, would be watching Walker, Texas Ranger. How about that?
Now, what was that on CBS? That was a TV show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was on CBS, yeah.
And so what was he? He was the long arm of the law, and he brought all the villains in for justice?
Right, right. And then Clarence Gilliard, he's an underrated actor. He was in Top Gun. He was in, even in Chips, the original Chips. Die Hard. He had a good sidekick. He complimented Mr. Norris on that show. He made that show. He gave him chemistry on that show, along with the other cast too. Yeah.
All right, who was the other guy?
Clarence Gilliard.
Okay. Yeah. So it was the 1-2
that
punch.
Was partner. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was the singer in the bar at the beginning in Top Gun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny guy. Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Anything else?
Yeah. No, that's it. Okay. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Have a good weekend. Yeah. Who else was in Walker, Texas Ranger? Nina Peoples was in Walker, Texas Ranger. Who else? Burt Young. Floyd Red Crow Westerman apparently was in it. Who else was in it? Rod Taylor, Haley Joe Osment, Mila Kunis, Hulk Hogan, Tobey Maguire, Gary Busey, Jesse Plemons, who, by the way, that Jesse Plemons, man, that guy is a great flat-out actor. That guy plays a creepola. However, you know who plays the greatest... the greatest character actor going today, hands down, not even close. He should win every time this man walks on screen. He should win an Academy Award. I'm talking about. Let's see here if I can. I always forget his name. I'm trying to pull up his name here real quick. Let's go to, hold on a second. Let me do this. Here we go. The cast. Paul Walker Hauser. You guys know who this guy is? He played Jeff Galooly in I, Tonya. He played Richard Jewell in the movie Richard Jewell. He had a small cameo in that Springsteen movie that came out not too long ago. This guy... He's the greatest actor going today. He is so fantastic, and he walks on stage. Did you ever see the movie Richard Jewell? That movie is wonderful. And Paul Walker Hauser plays Richard Jewell, the security guard who was accused of the Atlanta bombing. It turns out he was completely innocent. John Hamm's in that movie. Kathy Bates plays his mom. Sam Rockwell. That's Sam Rockwell's best role ever. He plays the lawyer who comes to the defense of Richard Jewell. But Paul Walker Hauser is, to me, the greatest American actor living today. Also, Jesse Plemons is pretty good too. But no, Paul Walker Hauser, that guy. I'd go see a movie just because he's in it. That's how good he is. All right, we are officially done. We don't have. We're out of time. We ran out of time. We didn't run out of stories. We ran out of time. From the text line, what caused Chuck Norris's death? To me, 86 is still young. His promotion, Heavenly Realm is probable just fine with him. I hear it's I don't know. No one knows why the man died. He was 86 years old. He was rushed to the hospital. But we do thank him for his years of entertainment. All right, we're done. I don't know where the time goes. 3 hours. All right. Thanks to everybody for listening and calling. We'll be back next week, starting Monday, with a whole new host of shows. And David Poe's going to join us about his new book, Apple, The First 50 Years. We'll do that on Monday, as well as all the latest news and, of course, your phone calls. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven. This...
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security has failed to advance in the Senate.
Pressure is growing as lines get longer at airports and TSA workers aren't getting paid. Democrats did not provide the support needed to move the funding measure toward final passage. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says after the deaths of two people in Minneapolis, the focus is on cleaning up ICE.
The American people have had enough of this rogue agency.
North Dakota Republican John Hovind says the Trump administration has made a real common sense good offer.
As people understand what's on the table, and of course with these TSA lines, I think there's a real demand there by the public.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Flooding has damaged portions of the Hawaiian island of Oahu.
Muddy floodwaters from severe rains have inundated streets, swallowed vehicles, and prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people in towns north of Honolulu. Officials warned that a 120-year-old dam could possibly fail. Emergency sirens blared along the famed North Shore, where rising waters have damaged some homes and cars. Officials have been watching dam levels since a storm last week dumped heavy rain across the state, which led to catastrophic flooding that washed away roads and homes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
3 weeks into an escalating war in the Middle East, Iran threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide as the U.S. announced it was sending more warships and marines to the area. President Trump said hours later on social media Friday that his administration was in fact considering winding down military operations in the region. The Justice Department has filed a new lawsuit against Harvard University accusing it of failing to address anti-Semitism on campus. The lawsuit filed Friday seeks to freeze existing grants and recover money already paid to the university. This is part of a long-standing conflict between the Trump administration and Harvard. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
The Trump administration has struck a deal with a Russian ally.
Belarus's authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko has ordered the release of 250 political prisoners. Their pardons follow a meeting with President Trump's special envoy, John Cole, part of a deal to lift U.S. sanctions on two Belarusian state banks and the country's finance ministry. The deal's the latest step in an effort by Lukashenko to improve ties with the West. Belarus has been sanctioned repeatedly, both for its crackdown on human rights and for allowing Russia to use its territory for the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
CBS News says it's shutting down its radio news service after nearly a century of operation as part of a round of layoffs for the company when it began operating in September 1927. The radio service was a precursor to the entire network. CBS News editor Barry Weiss says it will stop operating in May. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. NASA is laying the groundwork for its next lunar mission.
If all goes well, the 322-foot rocket will blast off early next month with four astronauts on board, the first to fly to the moon in more than 50 years. They'll zip around the moon in their capsule and then come straight home without stopping. Their Artemis II mission should have been completed by now, but hydrogen fuel leaks and clogged helium lines forced 2 months of delays while repairs were made. Rich Thomason reporting.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on the use of the technology. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Spring is almost here, so wake up that garden and get growing with Grange Co-op's Spring Roundup Sale, happening now through March 29th. Jump on big-time savings. Buy two, get one free blueberries, 20% off vegetable jumbo packs, and score three free chicks per family when you buy a 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue poultry feed. From fresh blooms to happy pets, Grange Co-op has everything you need to kick off the season right. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Kretz, they love the Iranians. They love the Islamic Revolution. They love the jihad against Western civilization because nobody's more bloodthirsty than the left, in the United States and Western Europe and so on. But here is here's the headline out of Iran today. Iran, colon. They love, here's the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC. Iran, colon. They definitely in Great Britain, they love the because buggery and all that stuff, but never mind that. The headline is teenager among first to be executed over anti-government protests. See, they protested and they're arrested and they're executed, and this is why the Democrats love them. See, because I love the teenager among the first to be executed in Iran. That's enough to make your mom proud. You're among the first to be executed. Oh, my son. Oh, Babu. He is among the first to be executed. We're so proud. We're so proud of Babu. He was named for a car bomb. He was the Babu with the car bomb. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, teenager is among, he's not the first, but he's among the first to be executed over the anti-government protests. And the Democrats, you know, they like to say, oh, Rene Good, Rene, poor, innocent, martyred Rene Good, who crashed your car into a federal agent and all that good stuff, you know, and then was shot because she was out there blocking law enforcement, federal law enforcement. Then when instructed by federal law enforcement officers in uniform, were they wearing masks, Michael? Because the Democrats, you know, they're really obsessed with this mask thing. I think at home they wear different masks altogether. But amazing said, and Renee Good in Minneapolis, she was shot and killed after crashing your car into a federal law enforcement agent and disobeying law enforcement orders and said, and the Democrats told us that only happened to black men. That only happened to black men. Then here's a young white woman, and it really confused the Democrats. So they had to be mental. They had to be mental about it. And then their guy, Alex Pretty, who always brings a gun and extra ammunition to every fight he gets into with police. And he attacks police, spits in their faces, and the car kicks out their taillights and becomes a hero of the Democrat Party. Kind of like Luigi Mangione, who assassinated the CEO on the sidewalk in New York and became an instant hero in the Democrat Party because they love murder. They really do. Most of them are cowards and cross-dressers, but they're happy that other people are murdering random people for no reason at all. And the left, they like that. They like that. But back to Iran. Teenager among first to be executed over anti-government protests. And that's, Iran has executed three men. Three. That's as close as they get to the Bible over there. They got, three, got, here it is right here. Iran has executed three men accused of killing police officers during anti-government protests in January. State media says, the first hangings to be carried out in relation to the demonstrations, you know, where they just gunned down like 33,000 or maybe 55,000, depending on who you ask, Iranian people. Among the men was teenager Salah Mohammadi. Salah Mohammadi, and Salah Mohammadi, they hanged him. A member of Iran's national wrestling team. He's a member of their national team. It's like the way the Democrats feel about our hockey team, because the Democrats don't like winners, not for the United States of America. They're not on Team America at all. So Salah Mohammadi, who is a member of Iran's national wrestling team, sources have told CBS News, the BBC's U.S. partner. I didn't know that they were dating. They've got a U.S. partner, and it's CBS and BBC. Boink, boink. Isn't that wonderful? The executions took place on Thursday morning, local time, in the northern Qom province, the Qom, Qom province. And after the Supreme Court, they have their own Supreme Court, with nine Supreme leaders, I assume, upheld their death sentences, Iran's Tasnim news agency reported. Isn't that nice? The nationwide protests, which began in December and escalated in January, were met with a violent crackdown by the Iranian authorities. Rights groups say thousands of people were killed. Tasnim, the semi-official news agency associated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, it's not Iran's, it's the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, but the BBC gets it wrong because they're filthies. They're a bunch of filthies. They're on the left, and they wouldn't tell you the truth if you asked them what day it was. So their association with Iran's, that'd be the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. That's the IRGC, which they then put in parentheses. Reported that Mohammadi, plus Mehdi Ghassemi and Saeed Davoudi, were found guilty of killing two police officers in separate attacks in the province of Qom. See, Tasnim said that they were also convicted of Moharab, which is waging war against God. You don't want that, because they'll definitely hang you there for that. It's really Allah, it's not God, it's different, it's Allah, who is bigger and better than your God. Because, you know, Allahu Akbar doesn't just mean God is great. It means Allah is greater than your God. That's what that means. So it's like that. According to rights groups, three men had confessed under torture and were executed without a fair trial. What makes you say that? Why would they say that? That's odd to me. Their deaths came a day after Iran executed a full Iranian-Swedish national. It's got dual citizenship. You're in Sweden. What are you doing in Iran? You should probably stay in Sweden. It's real nice. It's a little chillier there, I guess. Iran Swedish national, whose name was, what was his name? Because he's dead now. Karush Kevani. And he was hanged after being found guilty of spying for Israel. But I thought he was Swedish. Iran's judiciary news agency Mizan Online said. Sure. Kevani was reportedly arrested during Iran's 12-day war with Israel last June. Sure. That's, so they got to hang a lot of people. What was the body count? Israel didn't kill anybody, but Iran killed a whole bunch of their own people because that's what they do. They're good. It's clear to us that the legal process that led to the executions of the Swedish citizen has not been legally secure, Swedish foreign minister said in a statement. Yeah, now what are you going to do about it? They're Iran. They're going to nuke you. They're planning on building ballistic missiles that can that can hit you in Stockholm, and they're going to blow it up with, somebody heard, I always loved this last night, I heard somebody call it a nuclear weapon, it's a nuclear weapon, kind of, it's an important word. Look at the way it's spelled, pronounce it that way. Come on. It's unclear to me why people can't pronounce nuclear. That's been true when I was 8 years old. I was correcting people. It's not nuclear, it's nuclear, okay? Can we do that? The protest reportedly spread to 180 cities and towns around Iran in all 31 provinces, and they were sparked by anger over the collapse of the Iranian currency and the soaring cost of living. Its affordability. We should send them our Democrats. Democrats could fight for affordability in Iran because, you know, their mental illness knows no bounds. Who did I hear today refer to severely mentally ill? It's one of the sound bites today. Oh, that's right. It's Eric Swalwell. He refers to the severely mentally ill Democrats. And those are the SMIDs, as they've been named here on the Chris Plant Show. The SMIDs, severely mentally ill Democrats. That's a SMID. They love their acronyms, don't they? They do. So, the report is in the 31 provinces, 180 cities, quickly widened into demands for political change. And that's why they had to start murdering people by the tens of thousands. Became one of the most serious challenges to the clerical establishment since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. While a near total shutdown of the internet, except for party officials, it's like they are like Democrats in pretty much every way. Shut down the internet and communication services made it difficult to find out what was happening in the country. Protesters told the BBC that the lethal crackdown by security forces was unlikely, was unlike anything they had witnessed before. Sure, they were killing lots of people. According to the U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency, they call themselves HRANA. They're HRANA. They gotta turn it into an acronym like that because isn't that amazing? HRANA. They call it HRANA. At least 7,000 people were killed in the January crackdown, including 6,488 protesters and 236 children. Children. The Democrats like it better with the children. They like, got to stay close to the children. Sorry, just broke into Nancy Pelosi mental illness there. But the Democrats are okay with that. They kill a million a year in the United States, and they call it choice, and they give out Lucite blocks. They give out awards. The more you kill, the more likely you are to get a Lucite block, which is nice.
I like to be close to the children.
You know how they are. Keep them away from the children.
You're scaring the children.
Yeah, your face is scaring the children. You're a scary, scary person. So we got this. So they're executing people, and they executed three people yesterday by hanging because they said after they were tortured, they tortured the three people. Did you kill the police? And so, oh, yes, I killed the police. I go, okay, good. Now we hang you. Now we stop torturing you. There's good news and there's bad news. And that is that they stop torturing you and they start hanging you. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is the torture stops right now. But there's bad news. Yep. A teenager who is on their, he's a champion on their national wrestling team, and they hanged him by the neck until dead. It's what they do. And the Democrats applaud them. They're not on our side. They're the left. See how that goes? Also, you see, a member of Congress as a staffer that repeatedly posed falsely as a lawyer for illegal alien detainees and smuggling things in to the illegal aliens. Because Democrats, I think, are all criminals and cross-dressing criminals, too. That's right. Got good news and I got bad news. I got another good news, bad news thing today, too. And Democrats vote against deporting illegal alien migrants who harm animals. They want more illegal aliens that torture animals. The Democrats, a couple of Democrats voted on behalf of the animals, but most of the Democrats, they voted in favor of torturing and killing animals by illegal aliens. As long as you're an illegal alien, the Democrats are in favor of, killing the animals for illegal aliens. Governor now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, kicked out of a restaurant in Little Rock. The Democrats are waging civil war against sanity. And Chicago. I've got several Chicago stories. You'll be surprised to learn that they involve crime, theft, guns, shooting people. You know, Chicago stories. Those are coming up as well. We're at 888-630-9625.
Nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a warehouse operations manager.
Where are the forklifts?
Sold them. Too expensive. We're using scooters now.
So you expect us to move a 2-ton pallet on a scooter?
Just lean into it. Put your back into it, people.
This is your job for sponsoring jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
A message from Tia Mori, actress and Fair Celebrity Ambassador.
Game day isn't staged, it's lived. It's the shopping, the cooking, the laughter. For families managing food allergy, preparation means everything. It's knowing the signs, having a plan, and carrying epinephrine everywhere life takes you. Because readiness doesn't take away the risk, it brings back the joy. When you're ready to act, you're ready to live.
Visit foodallergy.org/readytoact to learn more.
Furnished by Food Allergy Research and Education.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Okay, we can go to the telephones. I got somebody tweeted this at us, and that's fun. It was Faces of Fascism tweeted at us a photograph, and I can't tell whether it's real or because you know you have this whole artificial intelligence thing and all that. But here's an automobile. It appears to be a white automobile. Why does race always have to be a part of everything with you? A white automobile that's painted white. The interior is not white, of course. And here on the driver's side door, just aside the door handle and below the window, the driver's side window, there's a bumper sticker. And the bumper sticker says, "Not my gun, it's your son," with an exclamation mark, and there's a little silhouette of a semi-automatic pistol after the word gun on this sticker. "Not my gun, it's your son." And if I'm not mistaken, that's one of my sayings, isn't it? I like to say, the problem is not our guns, it's your sons. The problem is not my gun, it's your son. Maybe you should stop raising criminals who have no place to go but prison or the grave. Oh, which reminds me of those Chicago stories. I can't wait to get to those Chicago stories. But here's the bumper sticker on the driver's side door, and tweeted at us a photograph. Not my gun, it's your son. Isn't that fun? That's good. And Michael, check that on the internet to see if there's anything. What did you find? A Reddit post from a couple of years ago saying, as Chris Plant likes to say, the problem is not our guns, it's your sons. And that's true. Democrats, I think, are all criminals. They're all violent criminals. Every one of them. They shouldn't be allowed to fly on commercial airliners or to own guns.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit KCNRradio.com to get started today.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
And it reminds me of Vietnam. It reminds me of I kind of grew up partly in that area. I was era as a kid, but it's the idea that should America be fighting foreign wars, or should America, you know, be winning a war? And it gets mired down in all this garbage. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, you know, if I'm a jet fighter and I'm flying over Iran right now, and I want to go and do my bombing run and come back alive. And, you know, I feel the same way about them, too. I want to see my guys come back and win. I don't want to see my guys be losing a war. And so that might sound probably simplistic to a lot of people. It's like, you're just a warmonger, or you think just winning a war is just a great thing. And, well, when it's our guys, I want my guys to win the war. Okay. Yeah. There's no middle ground. I'm not interested in seeing my guys lose. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad. I mean, I listen to like Tucker Carlson and stuff from time to time, and he's going to be to the Iran war what Jane Fonda was to the Vietnam War.
Mm, wow.
You know, you just sit on the sideline, and what do? You just throw shots at American troops and shots at people. Hey, man, this is our country. These are our people. These soldiers represent me, and I'm tired. You know, I'm tired of seeing Iran killing our American soldiers. I'm tired of having them export their terrorism to our people. Mm-hmm. And I've been living with this, you know, since 1979. I mean, I remember very consciously about what happened over there and what happened to the 241 Marines. I remember that very distinctly when that happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then nothing happened after that. Nothing happened to those, to avenge the murderer of those Marines, man. And that's really stuck in me for decades. So I have no qualms about this at all. Hey, the Iraq have done, those mullahs have done nothing to endear me to them. Nothing. And, they hate me, okay? They hate this country. They're killing our soldiers. I'm not, and I don't want to see them have a new, and for the people who keep saying, well, you know, this is a war choice or whatever, it is kind of a war choice, but Donald Trump he said every single event he did, Iran will not put a nuclear weapon. And you know what? That's not going to happen now. If one thing has happened, it's the result of what's going on. Number one, Iran's not going to be exporting terrorism the way they used to anymore. Number two, they're not going to be getting a nuclear weapon anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You covered a lot of territory and you did it quite well. And, it's true. I think that the Iranian, the Islamic Revolution, they've not endeared themselves to anyone, certainly not to the United States of America or to Israel, the great Satan and the little Satan, and the plan to annihilate us all by enriching uranium for the purpose of building nuclear weapons while simultaneously extending the range of their ballistic missiles to becoming intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, atop which they could put nuclear warheads. They have enough enriched uranium right now to 60% enriched. It ought to be about 90% to build a nuclear weapon, but it only takes a couple of weeks while you're enriching, spinning centrifuges and so on, to go from 60% purity on your uranium to 90% purity. then you're good to go with 11 nuclear weapons, which you should assume they will use unhesitatingly, and they'd be very happy to do it. They're pleased. They're a suicidal death cult, but they're also a homicidal death cult. And I got to say, one of the things you're talking about, Tucker Carlson, and, you know, Mark Levin, you probably know this, Lee, but Mark Levin calls him Tucker Carlson, because which is a hilarious nickname, and apparently Tucker Carlson taking money from Qatar, which provides safe haven to Hamas leaders and others, and apparently, according to Mark Levin, and he checks his facts, he's very good at this, and he has a legal mind when it comes to all this, and Tucker Carlson, and you say he's going to be the Hanoi Jane of the war with Iran. Tucker Carlson, that is big, and I was trying to think of an Iranian city that begins with a T, because Hanoi Jane, we got Hanoi Jane, you know, I guess we got Tehran Tucker, could be Tehran Tucker, I guess, is the easy one, the low-hanging fruit there. And I always liked Tucker Carlson. I liked him on the air. I liked him personally. I always liked him personally. But there's a lot of madness out there these days, and Israel dragging us into war to the point where the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Israel have to come out and clarify what media figures are saying. Say, well, no, the Jews didn't drag an unwitting Donald Trump into war against the world's number one state sponsor of terror in Tehran. But Tehran Tucker, Hanoi Jane, Tehran Tucker might go there, and Tehran Tucker Carlson, with the Mark Levin edition of Carlson. And yes, I want our troops. I've got to say this too, Lee. I didn't see this coming. I didn't see President Trump going after Iran on this level, military level. The bombing run with the B-2 bombers to take out the nuclear sites, and saying, well, we really, you know, knocked out their nuclear sites, and then we learned that they've still got underground facilities, just like in that movie Top Gun Maverick, which is all about Iran. They don't call it Iran in the movie, but it is all about Iran. The F-14 and the underground nuclear facilities in the side of the mountain and all that stuff. This is what the military has been looking at for decades now, knowing that Iran, when I was at the Pentagon 20 years ago, we were being briefed on Iran building their underground nuclear facilities into the side of mountains, and I got briefings on what it would take to bomb them into oblivion, and it was going to be very, very difficult to do even 20 years ago. And I've been watching this very closely. And Lee, you say that you're watching there a lot of hand-wringing coming from conservatives, because, you know, President Trump also, Lee, said that, you know, no more foreign wars, no more endless wars, not going to get into that sort of thing. This is not an endless war. It is foreign, of course, but I got to say, Lee, and then the Democrats want to debate the meaning of the word imminent, because the word imminent was used, Lee, when talking about Iran's ability to be bad actors and hurl either a dirty bomb with enriched uranium and not a nuclear, exploding nuclear device, or we wait for them to build an actual nuclear bomb. And Lee, I got to, you know, what does the word imminent mean when it comes to the world's number one state sponsor of terror, radical Islamic terror, suicidal, homicidal death cult looking to perpetrate mass murder, and we know that that's who they are. What does imminent mean, Lee? Because I've actually debated this or brought it up, I'm not debating actively, but raising the question, what does imminent mean when it comes to Iran, the Ayatollahs, the Mullahs, with nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles atop which they might mount them? Is 8 years imminent? Is 4 years imminent? Is a year, 1 year imminent? What does it mean? And the Democrats will just argue at you and get spitting, argue with you and get spitting mad and furious, to argue the meaning of the word imminent. And I got to say, when it comes to Al-Qaeda with nuclear weapons and ICBMs, imminent means stop it now. Stop it now. You know what imminent is? We're going to imminently stop them from building nuclear warheads and putting them on top of their ballistic missiles with ever-expanding range.
I would just add, look, I'll just finish with this. They drew the sword decades ago, okay? They drew the sword against America decades ago. Uh-huh. And they're just getting what they ask for. I'm 100% behind our troops. I'm 100% behind this mission. I'm 100% America. Kick their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Kick their ass. I'm not interested in having the Iranian threat in our country, as, you know, invoking a fatwa to, like, we're going to start taking out American politicians, uh-huh, like there was against Donald Trump, et cetera. You draw a sword like that, you know what? You punch back.
Yeah.
I'm tired of America just sitting there and waiting for something to happen next.
Right.
When they threaten our president, they threaten people of the administration, you punch back.
Yeah.
They drew the sword first. You hit back.
Yeah, they you're right. They drew the sword on us in November of 1979, overrunning our embassy, taking hostages, and that's a violation of diplomatic protocol for Democrats that are. You're right, and they sent two men to the United States to assassinate President Donald Trump. That's much more recent than 1970. That still tells you who they are today. It tells you who they are, and these guys are the. They're the barbarians. They're terrorists. They've taken over a country. They brutalize their own people, tens of millions of their own people, and they brutalize the hell out of them. They slaughter them, and they execute. They're hanging them yesterday, including one of their champion national team wrestlers, and they hanged them, accused them of killing a police officer, which, you know, we'll never know whether they actually killed a police officer. It would be impossible to know for certain. But they're hanging people. These are the bad guys. And the Democrat Party thinks that the status quo is preferable. And I got to say, again, I didn't see President Trump doing this. I didn't see this coming a mile off. But when it started, I said, you know, President Trump is not to be messed with. He's not kidding. And when he makes these promises on the campaign trail, crazy, Democrats don't understand. Wait a minute. You're actually following up on things that you promised the American people when you were campaigning for the office? That confuses the hell out of the Democrats, of course. You know, because that's why would anybody do that, make good on a campaign promise? It is amazing. And there is a point at which, if you're taking the long view, a point at which it's going to be too late. Well, America dithered for long enough and for too long. And now Iran has 11 nuclear warheads atop ballistic missiles. And Tel Aviv is the first city to go up in a mushroom cloud and the rest to follow. And they'd be celebrating and dancing in the streets in Iran. The regime and the supporters of the Islamic Revolution would be. And it's honestly, again, when you're talking about nuclear weapons, Lee, in the hands of radical Islam, what does the word imminent mean? How imminent does it have to be before you decide to take military action against people that have promised to kill millions of you while they're building nuclear weapons, enriching uranium, and extending the range of their ballistic missiles? I marvel at that, honestly. Lee, fun call. Thank you for getting the ball rolling here today.
Good day, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks, Lee. That's great. That is great. And ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. I've always enjoyed intercontinental ballistic missiles. Going back to my earliest childhood days, I was like, wait, explain ICBMs to me. Let's talk about that. Explain to me how nuclear weapons work. I was 8 years old, 9 years old, and I was thinking, like, how many continents are there? And explain throw weight to me. I'll be out on my Schwinn. I'll be out on the Stingray. Then I'll be back to learn more about nuclear weapons. 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show. If you're nearing retirement, stop what you're doing and listen, because what's unfolding right now could hit your 401k or IRA harder than anything we've seen in years. Military escalation across the Middle East, a tariff war spilling into the courts, the U.S. dollar facing pressure that historically signals one thing, a flight to safety. Smart money has been moving into gold and silver, and it's not slowing down. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold investment kit, plus a free copy
of economist Ken Rogoff's eye-opening book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty-free through Advantage Gold. The next news cycle won't wait for you. Get into position now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
By IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Did you know that for 80 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has been a lifeline for our nation's veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS and ALS, and all people with disabilities? PVA has funded research of the first non-addictive pain medication in over a decade, secured the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and pioneered wheelchair basketball. Every life impacted is driven by you. Learn more at PVA.org.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. So please, get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Now, Old Dominion University just had a radical Islamic jihadi terror attack. And now, they're going to start asking incoming students about their criminal history. I think that camel has left the barn, hasn't it? Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Let's go to Robert calling from Charleston, South Carolina, to talk about nuclear weapons and ICBMs. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, I just wanted to say that a while back I saw a video about how it's detonated and all that kind of thing, you know?
Nuclear weapons?
Yes, that's right. It has to be detonated above the ground, of course, maybe a few thousand feet so that it detonates more.
Maximize the blast radius.
Exactly. And that all takes a lot of precision. It has to be done precisely correctly, and precisely the timing has to be right. That's not an easy job. So that means that it's not that they're going to get the refined nuclear material, but also that they get all of this. Everything has to work. I mean, you just can't get pieces and parts and put it all together. You're going to have to get experts from the outside, because it's doubtful that they have all of those people. You know, these are people who really know their stuff. I mean, it's just not anybody you'd find along the street. And I'm not so sure that they're going to be able to get it together that fast. You know what the head of state of North Korea called Donald Trump, and he said to him, "Hey, I got a big red button right here on my desk." Donald Trump will say, "Yeah, I got a bigger red button, and mine works."
Yeah, and mine works. Yeah, I remember that. That was very funny. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, nuclear weapons are not easy. It's difficult science. And ICBMs, you launch, we put multiple independent reentry vehicles, MIRVs, you know, with like 8 warheads on one bus. They call it a bus, the platform that the nuclear warheads are mounted on, inside of an ICBM that might be launched from a ballistic missile submarine or from a field in North Dakota. You're right. And the bus launches into outer space, right, Robert? And it travels around the world in outer space, then it re-enters, and we can drop one warhead off over Minsk, and one over Moscow, and one over St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
And you're right, they have to detonate above ground level to maximize the blast radius. If it hits the ground, it'll blow up and it'll be a big deal. To maximize the blast radius and the effect of a nuclear weapon, it ideally would detonate thousands of feet above ground level. So you were learning all about nuclear weapons, Robert. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's very dangerous. If you ever make a mistake and walk into a room that's radioactive or something like that, where there's radioactive material and open it up by accident, you can get it with big problems. And one time I talked to a guy
I'm running out the clock on you.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Nuclear weapons. We'll have to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.